Aloha, Michael McIntosh here with the Superhero Training, as well as Do What You Love and Get Paid and the Spiritual Entrepreneurs, as well as many other things. And so today I wanted to talk to you about the three common secrets to success in life. The three common secrets to success. And the reason I'm doing this is to make it simple for you, because this thing of success we can define as doing what you love, doing things the way you love to do them, making a difference in the world. Success is having the freedom to live the life that you love, to do what you love when you want, and to really be adding value to the world. Or in other words, success is your life is a blessing to the whole world, to everyone you know, and to yourself. And just you being alive, doing what you do, is wonderful. So successful people, their very presence and what they do every day is a joy, is a blessing, is powerful. And if you take that as a wonderful definition of success, then it becomes very personal, but also a very practical definition that you can use. Are you doing what you love? Is your very lifestyle something that is not only beneficial to you, but beneficial to everyone else in some way? And if not, then that wouldn't be successful. Even people who've got plenty and plenty of money, millions and billions, if their lifestyle is trashing them, if they are not bringing joy to themselves and joy to others, having the money but not the freedom, not the lifestyle, means they are not successful. They just have money. Even rich, being rich, doesn't, you know, that word rich, just having money doesn't make someone rich. They have to have riches on the inside. So someone who's successful has inner and outer richness in one way or another, and their lifestyle, the way they live, how they live, what they do, and the impact of their life is what shows the success. And at the end of their life, they will have achieved many wonderful things, however that looks for them, that has not only been a joy for them to live that life, but also for everyone around them has benefited and been inspired. And so that's the definition of success that we're working with today. And it's something that anyone can attain. You can attain that success. And your own personal version of that belongs to you and you alone. And you are the one to define and create that. And I just wanted to share the three common secrets to success in life that seem to be persistent and show up again and again and again throughout different individuals throughout history who have attained success, who have attained wonderful things. And of course, there's endless potential things, there's endless books, there's all kinds of stuff. It could become very overwhelming and confusing to work out what this means. And I was sharing this information with somebody yesterday on the beach. And they encouraged me to actually record this audio because it would be highly beneficial for everyone. So that's why I'm doing it. Because this person I was talking to was saying that, you know, she's heard all these different things and all these different ideas, but never really got to the bottom of it. And now it's simple and this is something she can apply. And she was very, very grateful to hear what I had to say. So I really wanted to record this immediately and make sure that you get your hands on it. So the problem is that if you look around the world and you look at different people, successful people, unsuccessful people, everyone's got 24 hours in the day. Everyone's kind of got much the same stuff in many ways. We've all got a mind, we've all got a brain, we've all got eyes and legs and feet. Some people are handicapped in some way and that's a limitation. But that, of course, there's people who are massively inspiring. There's one guy who has no arms and no legs, and he's written a book called No Arms, No Legs, No Worries. He's a German guy. I can't remember his name, but I'm sure you can Google him up. No Arms, No Legs, No Worries. Christopher Reeve, who was paralyzed, he was massively inspirational, even though he couldn't hardly do anything at all. You know, so we can't, you know, blame injuries and things like that on the reason we're not successful, because there's people who have transcended those limitations in a very big way and done wonderful things nonetheless. So we've all got basically the same amount of time. We've all got many, many things similar. If you look around, what is the difference? How come some people are massively successful and others aren't? Why is it that most people live mediocre, boring, dull lives that they don't even enjoy, doesn't have an impact on the world, and at the end of their life, often people are on their deathbed, regretting their life, regretting all the things that they didn't do, and just in tremendous pain that their life has been a waste. Lots and lots of people I speak to just waking up to spiritual teachings and higher consciousness and realizing that in a sense they wasted their life and were living from a lower place that was just causing them sorrow and everyone else. And of course nothing ultimately goes to waste, and it's not as if it's really a waste. But compared to what could be done once you're awake, and I assume that you're listening to this because you've woken up and you're ready to take your life to the next level. So looking around, what is the difference? It's not obvious. A lot of the times it's very hard to see. This is why these things in one sense are obvious once you do them, but they're a secret for those who don't know, because you can't really tell. No one really knows what's going on. And until you study people and look at their life very, very carefully and have an idea of what you're even looking for, until you do that, it's just a very big mystery. A lot of poor people or unsuccessful people say, oh, it's all luck. They must have scammed everyone. They did something wrong. They must be corrupt. They have all these negative judgments about people who are successful. You know, they try and pull them down to their level and have this anger towards them. But in fact, majority of people, in fact, I would really say anyone who has success in the definition I gave at the beginning, they have done it through a level of mastery and applying these three things that I'm going to share with you. And again, this is not necessarily at all obvious. Most wonderful things are not obvious. Life itself is not obvious. You know, it's counterintuitive. There's a certain magical way that things are that eludes the ego, which is why it can be challenging to move forward. The reason I'm mentioning this is because when you understand that there's this strange lower consciousness, this kind of weird way of looking at things that clouds our vision, once you know that it's there, you can start doing something about it and be open to changing it. But if you don't realize that there is this part of you, part of all of us, that is clouded, if you don't know that you don't know, you can't change. Most people are in that state. They don't know, they don't realize that they don't know something. And even worse, they don't know that they don't know, and they think they do know. So if we want to really start making a change, if you want to apply these three secrets to success, then it's good to say, you know what, I don't know what I don't know. Because I personally have no idea about all kinds of things, and I don't know what they are, because I just don't know what they are. There's millions of things I have no idea about, and until someone brings my attention to them, I wouldn't have even seen them. It's a funny thing. I'm not sure you've thought whether you've thought about this yourself enough or at all, because this is a very kind of fascinating subject in itself, just to realize how much we don't know about life and about anything. So reason I'm saying that is just so that you can bring that awareness into your life in general, and so that these things that I'm going to share with you, although to some degree they might seem obvious, they might not, but nonetheless, these are common factors which show up again and again and again and again and again. And you can think about what I'm saying and look at these different successful individuals that you have appreciation for and see how they did it, because we all have our little role models and heroes. So what are these three things? What do you think they are? I was chatting with David Wolf yesterday and the day before. We did a few hours of filming, and he was sharing a lot of different things he does. I was asking him lots of hard questions about his life and the way he lives and how he's got where he's got in his life. He's one of our superhero professors. And he said these things again and again and again, which is kind of why I was inspired to put this together and share it with people and now record this, because these three things was like, okay, it's coming up with him, it's come up with this other person, it seems consistent. So I'm just going to share with you these three things. You're probably wondering, come on, when's he going to get to the goodies? Where are they? Okay, so the first thing, and David Wolf was on about this again and again and again yesterday. This has definitely been my experience, and read the books. This is definitely what comes up consistently for everyone. So this first thing, first secret to success, is having a very clear vision, a mission, a vision and a mission. I didn't know this, but David Wolf told me he had a vision. He's only had two visions in his life. He was 23 years old, and he had a vision very clearly that he was going to be helping people with raw foods and traveling and doing talks on the road when he was 23, totally out of the blue, and it totally changed his life in a massive way right there. And I had a vision when I was 18 of something similar, of course, but I'm not him. I'm doing something else. I'm helping people with spirituality, shifting my life, and I'm inspiring others to take their lives to the next level, live their dharma, and ascend in their spiritual consciousness, and to be a radiant being who can do that. And everyone else, if you look at them, Steve Jobs from Apple, you know, go through, they all had a very clear idea. Napoleon Hill calls it chief definite aim. Mission is another word. Purpose, reason for being alive, the main thing. Every single one of these people, Gandhiji, the same thing, Mahatma Gandhi, all of the great souls in the world, look back, they had a very clear vision and focus. And the second part of that is they didn't just have a vision. This is the important thing here. Second part is they had absolute certainty, absolute conviction that it was done. It was basically done. There's no question. Just them having the vision, and they had so much belief in it that everything else, any obstacles, any problems, didn't count at all, because it was done, it was done, it was done. So clear that almost the actions are going to follow that level of certainty. We often use the word nishchay, which means the same thing, certainty, faith, 100% conviction, nishchay. So the success law number one is 100% certainty of vision. You have a vision and you're absolutely certain about your mission, about your vision. This is the purpose of my life. I can see it. I believe it 1,000,000%. I don't care how it's going to happen. I don't care the ways and means. I don't know how it's all going to work out. I'm not going to worry about how. It is done, it is done, it is done. And a lot of the time we get these visions when we have no evidence whatsoever that that anything can even happen. No evidence, or very, very little evidence. No one knows who we are. No one knows anything about what we're doing. We haven't even hardly studied the stuff that we think we're going to be involved with. It's very, very random. But there's an inner calling, and there's an inner passion for that thing somehow. It's a very subtle thing when that happens. And that drives us to learn more, to actually engage with people, to make a difference. We really feel that this is an extremely important thing. And that changes lives completely. The difference between someone who has no vision, there's that famous quote, where there is no vision, the people perish. Where there is no vision, the people perish. I think it's a Bible quote. Very powerful. So what is your vision? Do you have a vision? What is your purpose? What is the chief definite aim that you have? What is the main reason for being alive? Why are you here? What is it that's special about you that you can deliver to the world? And by the way, everyone has it. Don't think to yourself, oh, I don't know what it is, and oh, it's not for me, and these are different people, and I don't know. That kind of thinking is why most people live mediocre lives. They just think, Socrates says, the unexamined life is not worth living. The unexamined life is not worth living. And I couldn't agree more with that. I couldn't agree more with that, because if we don't have a clear reason for being alive, what it means is that our whole life is just us being a brainwashed robot that is doing the same thing everyone else is doing blindly, without any self-awareness, without any self-activation. Just almost a dead life. It might as well be dead. You know, just waking up, eating, drinking, getting drunk, you know, like whatever, watching movies, just going to work. It might as well not have even happened. You know, what's that got to do with you? What's that got to do with them, really? It's just they were born into it and they came out the other side. That is not worth living, you know. I don't mean to sound too hardcore here, but, you know, this is what makes the difference. Is why is the world full of mediocre people who are not really up to much, living miserable lives? And they themselves say they're unhappy, and you can see it in their face. I'm not blaming anyone here, and I'd love to help them. That's the whole point of my life. That's the whole point of David Wolf's life and all these other people, is to wake everyone up, you know. But we need to realize that not taking the time to find this stuff out is a huge, huge, huge mistake. You know, I haven't got time to think about what's the purpose of my life because the football's on, you know, or because, you know, they're my favorite TV shows on. So I can't, you know, I haven't got time to think about that sort of thing. No, it's your life you're talking about. This is super important. There's nothing more important than working out what your purpose is. And I've done other audios about, you know, discovering your dharma and your purpose. So I'm not going to go too much into that right now because that's a whole topic. So that's the first secret to success. Absolute certainty of the vision. I know what my vision is and I'm absolutely certain it's going to happen. It's done. It's so certain that it's so clear the job is done. You don't care what's going to happen. It is done. That's it. Look around and notice the difference between those people who are living mediocre lives, you know, following the herd, and those people who are on a mission. What the big thing is that mediocre lives are because they haven't got a clear vision. They very unlikely have got a vision board and thinking about stuff and on a mission. They're just They wake up and react and react and react and react and react, go to sleep, blah, blah, blah. Same sort of thing. People who live extraordinary lives have clear purpose and clear vision. Just that one thing would be enough. So if you haven't worked this out, I'm sure you have, but if you worked it out a little bit, go even further until it becomes a burning desire, till you're absolutely focused and everything you do is connected to that vision. Everything you do is connected to your vision. And so that leads us on to our second secret of success, and that is daily rituals, daily practices. Second secret to success is, if you look at these successful people, look at their life, look at them from morning until evening, what are they doing? Because if you look at someone's life over, say, 50 years, the things that they've achieved in a 50-year period, or even a 1-year period, or even a 1-month period, or 10 years, any amount of time when they're on their mission, the reason the results are so massive is because, and this is quite obvious, it's because what they do every day. It's what they do. It's what they think, what they say, and what they do. And if you look at highly successful people, they all have very powerful daily rituals of some kind. And these might be very different for different people, like successful musicians. There's something they're doing on a regular basis. Some musicians may have some exception if they're like massively on drugs and they're all over the place. They may have some other slightly more wayward method about this, you know. But the ones who are like on it, let's say Madonna, for example. She's done many, many, many different albums. Guaranteed, and I've seen documentaries about Madonna, she has certain things that she does every day that keep her going. She's extremely disciplined, and if she wasn't, no chance she'd be able to do the touring that she does, no chance she'd be able to knock out the albums and produce the music, not a chance. Look at anyone who is successful, and you will find behind their success are things that they do every single day religiously that are building their power and moving them towards their goal. And if you think about it, I mean, this is very obvious, really. So you've got your mission clear, your purpose is clear. Which is great, you've got a vision board or whatever. Now, if you are not actually doing anything in your day that has got anything to do with your mission at all, let's say your mission is to help people with overcoming addiction, let's say. You've found out how to overcome addiction. You want to help people overcome addiction because you know what a problem it is. So let's say that's your vision. You know how to do it. You've got a pretty good idea. That's your mission. You're absolutely solid. I'm absolutely passionate about doing this thing. And all day long, you didn't do anything at all to help anybody overcome their addictions whatsoever. And the next day comes, again, didn't do anything to help them with their mission. Didn't talk to anyone. Didn't think about it. Had nothing to do with it at all. Next day happened, nothing happened. Didn't even apply it to your own life. Can you imagine what level of success you're going to get if you carry on just ignoring the fact that your mission and your life need to be basically exactly the same in as much as possible? So highly successful people, and again, this is obvious when you talk about it, but might not be obvious from the outside, but highly successful people make sure that everything they do is directly connected to their mission somehow. So I'm doing this audio file with you. I could be watching TV right now. I could be on the phone talking about nonsense to people. I could be doing all kinds of things. You know, I'm talking to you about this because my mission is to help people get on their mission, live their Dharma, and make a difference in the world. So I'm right here in the studio talking to you. So every action of your day, ideally, will be connected in a very direct way, or at least indirectly, to your mission. So, for example, I may go to the beach, because there's loads of beaches here everywhere. And I love going to the beach, and I love being in the ocean. And you could say, well, look, he's just sitting on the beach, he's just sitting about, you know, lying in the sun, what a lazy person. You know, but when I'm on the beach and I'm walking up and down, all my ideas come for these kind of audios and processing information, going deep in meditation, you know, reading books that are inspiring. All of it is connected to helping you in some way, you know, and to experiencing my own highest states of consciousness and experience the wonder of life. So I've said this recently to somebody. I don't think I've ever gone to the beach just because, right, I'm going to the beach. That's it. I have my purpose with me constantly. I never take a day off. There's never a vacation. Even if I'm taking what would be considered a day off, it's not a day off of my mission. It just means I'm away from the office and I'm maybe turning off my communication with the outside world for a day or for a couple of days. Doesn't mean I've turned my own mission off and now I'm becoming an ordinary person again and just like, you know, eating chips and just talking nonsense and, you know, drinking a few beers or whatever. No, that doesn't, it's not like that. It's always on the mission. Everything is to do with that. Absolutely focused. You know, and David and I were talking about this. He was saying the same thing. He doesn't, never takes a day off. Even the idea of taking a vacation, taking a break, that doesn't mean anything to him. Because his life is his mission. His mission is his life. That they're integrated. It's the same thing. So daily rituals. So what are they? What are daily rituals? How can you apply this? Well, David Wolf was saying he learned this and he's been applying this for a while, that he has 2-hour chunks of daily rituals. So for example, he'll do every day. He does, the order might change depending on what's going on, because you can't be you can't say this is between 8 and 10. This is between 10 and 12. It's got to be, you can't think in that way, because, you know, what happens if someone turns up? What happens if you have an accident, you know, something happens? You can't say my whole life is trashed because I missed my 10 o'clock appointment. You know, so why did you show up at my house at 10:05? This is you should know that I'm doing my, you can't be like that, because that, otherwise, you know, you're not going to be able to pull it off as soon as anything changes. So daily rituals, Avocado does 2 hours. Every day he'll do his emails. That'll take him probably 2 hours. He spends time in the garden, as long as he's got, you know, a garden where he is, for 2 hours. He'll spend time with people, just totally relaxing. Talking with people in a social way, without checking his phone and worrying about he should be doing something else. No, this is allotted time just to be with people, friends and family, just to hang out, eat food and talk and whatever else, you know. But then he's back on the mission. He's not going to spend a whole day doing that. He spends a couple hours and then he's back on the mission, you know. Exercise. Focused on, you know, like this project for 2 hours, on this project, for reading, for learning, you know. Blocked into 2-hour chunks. Every single day there are these chunks. And from my own experience, I've been doing the same thing for a long time as well. And I'll tell you, frankly, like humbly, if I don't follow this, my life is trashed. You know, I've tried all sorts of different things. If I don't have clear lists of stuff that I'm achieving, and I don't follow my chunks of important stuff, days are wasted, and it feels horrible to me. Because I've been able to live the life that I want and do what I want for years and years and years. So no one's telling me to do anything. The deadlines I create are my own deadlines. So what it means practically is that if I screw up, if things don't get done, if there's some problems, if anything happens that's basically a challenge in my life, it's completely my responsibility. It's completely my fault. I can't blame anyone else. I can't say, oh, this other person, you know, should have done it and they didn't do it and this didn't happen and blah, blah. It's absolutely and completely up to me. And, you know, ultimately, it's the same for all of us. You know, you are genuinely and totally 100% responsible, 100% responsible for your life and whether or not things happen. And this is a fundamental principle that, aside from the other things we've talked about, is extremely important. Taking 100% responsibility for your life. Stephen Covey talks about this principle in the 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, that basically people who don't take responsibility and blame everyone else, they stay stuck. Their whole life is screwed up. They won't really change. People who say, no, it's my responsibility. I've got to take this seriously. If it doesn't work out, what do I need to do to make a difference? When you take that attitude completely and really take the time to think about this, how can you be taking more responsibility for your life? In what areas may you be putting the ball in someone else's court? In what areas may you be ignoring things? I really look at myself like this again and again. Anything where there's a screw up in my life, it's because I've decided not to take responsibility in some way. And this is a very, very, very deep and profound thing. So for myself, what I do every day is I do exercise and dance. Dancing, I went on and off that, but I really feel putting on music. I like to dance mainly on my own when I'm just with my eyes shut and I can just float around and don't have to worry about other people and hitting things and, you know, just me being fully expressive in my own space. Best ever music, get it down and just let loose. It's wonderful, you know. Dancing with other people is cool as well. Whatever works for you, but exercise in a way that brings you joy every day. I have lists that I write every single day. What am I doing today? What is my mission today? I write that stuff down every single day. If I don't write a list down every day, you know what happens? My days are wasted. I don't do anything. If I don't have anything on a list, I don't do anything because nothing's on the list. It's not because I'm relying on the list and somehow the list is in charge of me. It's just that when we write things down, it focuses our attention. I'm doing this, I'm doing this, I'm doing this, I'm doing this. And the day is so wonderful, so packed. Everything has focus, everything has clarity, importance, has purpose, has passion, and it's the best day ever. If I don't do that and I just let things flow, which is what most people do, most people are going with the flow, or the things on their lists are not really stuff that they love and are not connected to their vision. So if you either let it flow or you're doing stuff that's not connected to your vision, you're going to waste your time, waste your life and feel bad about it, you know. So writing the list is super important. Every day I do a lot of meditation. Every day I go to the beach. Every day I read. I've learned photo reading, which is excellent. I highly recommend you check out photo reading. We'll have links to that. I can share a little bit about that as well, if I haven't already, depending when you listen to this. Photo reading is where you flip, go through books at 25,000 words a minute. And I knock out, you know, 2 or 3 books a day. I also am interested in learning stuff from various educational videos and just any kind of learning that is useful to what I'm doing, you know, NLP or hypnosis or some spiritual stuff, anything that expands my consciousness and allows me to access more of my potential, I'm very, very, very interested in. Every day I also love to, you know, swim in the ocean every day unless it's super rainy and wet or something. Get in nature every day. Make sure I eat the best foods ever every day. Plenty of powerful superfoods, super herbs, lots and lots of greens, raw chocolate. There's certain things that every single day I do. They're the main ones. And so you could divide it up into writing lists and being super clear about having a list. That's potent. Exercise and free expression. And then doing service. Because if what I'm doing is not directly helping somebody, what is the point, honestly? Like, if this audio is completely useless to you and not giving you any value, I might as well be doing something else. Hopefully, you're learning something very valuable here that you can apply in your life and is going to make a huge difference to you. It's made a huge difference to me, and that's why I'm passionate to share this with you. So what can you do that is bringing you benefit, bringing value to your life, help making your living situation more enjoyable, your health better, your state of consciousness is higher, and your level of service to other human beings is as good as it can be, and you're really making a difference in the world? What are those things? So when you're doing that work, you're fully focused on that, really thinking about the other person. How can I help them? What are they going through, you know? And so, and just so you know, you don't have to have it in a particular order, you know, and it doesn't have to be 2 hours of each either, but just make sure that everything you're doing is very useful, very valuable. Check yourself, ask yourself when you look at your list. Look at your list and say, is everything on this list actually really important and really valuable? And is it a kind of habit that if I carry on doing this all the time, it's going to make a massive difference over a period of years? If the answer is yes, then great. If the answer is no, then scratch it off your list and replace it with something more valuable, you know? And in the day when you're just wandering around doing whatever you do, just stop regularly and ask, is this actually really valuable, you know? In case you get caught and sidetracked, you know? Is this connected to my mission? Just check. Don't get neurotic about it and worry about, is this right, is this right? Don't worry too much. It's better just to get on with things. But as much as possible, just think, is this really what I want? Is this connected to my mission? Is this following my dharma? You know? And another question you can ask yourself is how to make the best use of my day? How to follow my dharma more? How to really make the best use of every single moment of my life? If you ask these kind of questions to yourself, your unconscious mind will start giving you answers. Oh, you could do this, you could do this, you could do this. New things will arrive, and just write them down. So these daily rituals, looking after your health, looking after your state of consciousness. Don't think that meditation is somehow selfish and looking after your health is somehow selfish. It's not. The higher the state that you're in, the more valuable you are to everyone else. Looking after yourself is very important and it will help others. And ideally, helping others will become looking after yourself. You know, like doing this audio, I'm benefiting from this as well. You know, everyone benefits. You know, I can be doing all sorts of things, record it, help somebody else. So my life is something that is an inspiration to many people. You know, they say they learn a lot just by watching what I do, you know. So let the same thing happen for you. Let your life itself be an example for others. Let your daily rituals bring you joy and bring others joy, you know. And if you're thinking, I don't know what they are, I don't know how to do it, I don't know, just start doing things and make a note in your journal every night. In your journal, write down what you did, how you felt, and you can review it. And after a while, you'll come to realize which things work, you know. And I also recommend you study biographies of successful people who you love. What were their daily rituals? What made the difference for them? Study successful people who you love, find out what it was that made a difference for them on a daily basis, and copy it, you know, and you'll see the result. If you just do this, some of the things that I've mentioned already here, you'll probably feel huge change in your life, you know, if you're not already doing them. So daily rituals, things that you do every single day that bring you joy, that move you forward, that really make a difference in your life. Super, super, super powerful. And that leads us on to the last step, which is simple thing. The last secret. Simple, 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 but very powerful. So I was chatting with David Wolf, and you know, this is another thing he said that really stood out. He said I'm not sure how long ago it was, but this was when Mike Tyson was up and coming, the boxer Mike Tyson, before various weird things happened with him, before he became world champion. He was interviewed, and someone said, "What's the secret to your success?" And he said, "I deliver every punch to knock him out. I deliver every punch with mean intentions." Now, of course, this is Mike Tyson, right? And so he's a boxer. So his job is to nail that guy, yeah? Now, we're not trying to nail people and beat them to death, obviously. But the principle there is something very, very relevant. And David Wolf was showing this has totally changed his life, that he has been, every single thing he says, and every single thing he does is like a knockout punch. He's giving it 100% of his energy, and he wants to make it as powerful as possible. And you might notice that in the way that he speaks, you know, it's like bang, bang, bang. You know, it's super intense because he's knocking, every single thing has meaning, and his desire is designed to knock someone out, to have an effect, in other words. Not to hurt them in any way, but to get the point across. And so this is something that is very important. So in your case, how can you do everything with complete focus? Whatever you're doing, give it 100%. So even if you're washing the dishes, wash them with 100% focus. Do a really good job of it. Because there's another expression, how you do one thing is how you do everything. So if you do everything in a slapdash, half-ass, kind of half-asleep way, that's just the way it is. You do one thing like that, the next thing, the next thing. If you start just doing everything with a complete focus, complete certainty, if you're talking to people 100% attention, if you're on Facebook and you're talking to someone 100% focus, you know, do something to serve others if you're going to bother being on Facebook. How can you add value to your friends on Facebook? How can you add value to your friends who you meet? If you're shooting a video or making a smoothie or whatever, how can you make it the best smoothie ever? How can you make it the best video ever? How can you give it 100%? How can you make sure that it's potent and powerful and essenceful rather than just like half there and half here and half there? And the reason that a lot of people are, you know, so vague about everything and so unfocused is because they live in what's called the gray zone. The gray zone, which means they're neither on nor are they off. They're living somewhere in the middle. So they're neither actually focused on the job at hand, nor are they completely taking a break. So they're kind of half talking to somebody and half on the phone. How many people nowadays are like always got their iPhones out and checking their emails all the time? This is like talking to you and checking their phone. You know, they're not fully on. They're not fully focused on anything. And then when they take a break, they're not really taking a break. They're kind of like, they're still half at work, half at break. Most people in corporate jobs actually really work 2 hours a day. The rest of the time is just pointless. You know, distraction on the phone, looking like they're working but half doing something else. Very few people nowadays actually have the ability and the capacity to focus on something, giving it 100% of their attention for a period of time. Average concentration span used to be 20 minutes. Now I think it's 2 minutes. People's concentration is totally off. And so giving it 100% punch requires complete concentration. Imagine if Mike Tyson was fighting one of the other boxers and his concentration went and he started looking around the room at other things. He would get absolutely destroyed because one punch from these guys is not a small thing. So when you think of it like that, I mean, this is just an image coming to me as I'm talking to you, but if you imagine that if you lose your focus, it's like fighting with Mike Tyson, you know, you'd probably keep your focus much more steady, you know, on task, because that's actually what happens. Life punches us very, very hard if we lose our focus, because we end up wasting our life, and that punch is an emotional, disturbed, deeply distressed state that a lot of people have for pretty much all their life, getting worse and worse and worse towards their deathbed, and then they realize they wasted their life. That's a serious punch, and not something that I'm sure you don't want that to happen. I certainly don't want it for you. So secret number three is be fully focused on what you're doing. Give it your all, 100%, or just don't do it, okay? If you have to do something and you say, oh, I have no way I can get out of this thing, then do it 100%. If it's something that you're like, I don't really want to do this, it doesn't feel good to me, it doesn't feel in alignment, and you can avoid it, just get out there and do something else more valuable. If you're saying yes to one thing, you're saying no to something else. Okay, so whatever you're doing with your life, give it 100% focus, make sure that it's useful, and really, really, really go for it. I personally feel one of the greatest sins, I use that word very rarely, but one of the greatest sins is being obliged to do things. Doing things out of a sense of social obligation without your heart in there. Because that's keeping a fake society alive. And so many people live their whole life out of obligation, not doing what they love, not coming from the heart. They might show up for something, but they're not there at all. They're somewhere else the whole time. And not even in their body. They're just completely somewhere else. That is no way to live, you know. So if you're going to do anything, do it 100% focus. Go for it, you know. Go for it. Blast it. Go for it. Really, really, really do it. Even if you're washing the dishes, even if you're walking down the road, it doesn't mean you're all pumped up, but it means you're fully there, fully focused on the case. If you're talking to someone, be with that person. Look them in the eye. Give them your energy. Or if you don't want to be with them, don't just stand around and have long conversation. Say, look, I've got to go, see you later, and be gone. Give them 2 minutes, fully focus, give them a hug, and get out of there, you know. But don't be in this gray zone where you're half here and half there, because that kills life. So just to recap, first secret is absolute certainty of your vision with 100% conviction that you can do it, that it is already done. Knowing your dharma and getting on with your dharma. The second secret is daily rituals, things that you do every day that bring you closer to your vision, that give you power, that creates a lifestyle that is highly effective and highly powerful and really makes a massive impact in the moment and over a long period of time, and cultivates habits that are going to be hugely beneficial as they become strengths over the years and years. And the third thing is deliver everything with a punch. Do it 100%. Go for it, go for it, go for it. So how can you do this? How can you do this in your life? What can you do? How can you do it? Well, first thing I recommend is you get a vision board. get your purpose clear, write it down, put a vision board up on your wall. I've got videos about creating vision boards. You can easily create your own vision board. I've got audios about finding out your Dharma, which you can check out as well. Get clear on your Dharma, get a clear vision, and then make sure it feels good to you and be 100% committed to get on with that. It doesn't matter what it is, as long as it's your mission, you know. Don't live someone else's Dharma. There's a great quote from the Gita that to do your Dharma, although imperfectly, is better than to follow someone else's Dharma perfectly. Because following someone else's Dharma leads to certain destruction. So, in other words, even if you're really good at something that's not your mission, don't do it. It's going to kill you. And most of the time, we're not perfect at our mission. Like in this audio, I'm sure I've said things I could have said differently. I may have stuttered once or twice. I may have made some little mistakes here and there. This is my mission, you know. I'm not trying to be 100% perfect in every single thing I do all the time, because that's actually not possible, because you can always improve things. But the main thing is that my energy, my love and blessings and fascination and passion for this comes across, you know. So whatever is your purpose, just get on with it, get on with it, get on with it. Be human, be yourself, do your mission, know what it is, okay? So that's the first thing. Second thing, daily rituals. What are they? What brings you joy? Start doing things that move you closer to your mission right now as of today, that bring you greater happiness, that actually help other people. What can you do to help somebody else? Because your mission is always going to be about service of some kind. It's always about serving others, about adding to the world, about your contribution. So what can you do to serve others? And then the third thing is go for it. Deliver everything with a punch. Get out of obligation. Remove yourself from situations that no longer serve you, that are just time-wasting. Get out of that. And whatever you are doing, be 100% focused. Be 100% on, 100% focused. And then when you feel like, okay, I've done that chunk of time, I've done that ritual, then completely disengage and become completely relaxed with 100% focus, you know? So I may go to the beach or go into nature, and I never take my phone with me if I can. Nearly always I leave the phone either at home or in the car, so that I'm undisturbed and I'm either thinking about a project, which is on purpose, or I'm completely disengaged on purpose so that I can be open to integration and for ideas and just for higher consciousness. And I'm totally disengaged. If I bring my phone and I'm checking this and then checking that and checking emails, you know, iPhones are great in one hand, but they're a curse in another hand, because you can always be half on and half off. So turn the stuff off. And that is a complete focus. Being completely relaxed and recuperating your energy is also a focus, you know. So completely on, deliver everything with a punch. Get the most out of it. Make the biggest difference you possibly can. So there's your three steps. Certainty of vision, daily rituals, and do everything with a punch, with focus. What's going to happen if you actually do this? If you start doing this as of now, you'll feel certain magic comes over you. Because as soon as you have purpose, all of a sudden magic starts happening in your life. The universe starts cooperating. People start acting differently. Magic happens. You actually are inspired. You have a certain, you can jump out of bed, because you've got something to do that's really inspiring. It's your mission. And it's just amazing. You also, you know, get a lot of extra energy you wouldn't normally have. You will remove that niggling feeling that your time is being wasted. There's a niggling pain that's otherwise inside of your heart, that you're not doing enough and that your life is kind of not really happening. That will disappear. And that's such a beautiful liberation, not to have that kind of guilty, weird, discontented feeling going on that a lot of people live with all their lives and don't even realize. That will be gone, you know. You're also going to attract wonderful things into your life that you otherwise would never ever get. More abundance, more success, more joy, more fun. Everything's going to improve. Your health will probably improve if you focus on daily rituals that really get that way, get your health sorted out. Your actual passion for life in general will improve. The people around you will be amazed because you've become, you know, a much different person. You'll get yourself out of these pointless situations that bring you down. You'll find a way to remove obligations and unnecessary people. And you'll start having new friends if that's something that is supposed to happen. New opportunities, newness. And there'll be a drive pulling you forward. And then as you look back over the years, over the months and years, huge success will have happened. You will have created so many wonderful things. You'll get so many blessings from others. You'll get so much love from other people coming to you. It will be like living in another world completely. And all your dreams will come true. And you'll be living inside your dreams and be amazed at what has happened. And you'll join those people who you aspire to and those people who you think were so great. And you'll realize you're one of those people yourself, you know. And your life will go very, very, very smoothly, even if there's challenges, because you have certainty about it. And then when you look back on your life, you'll be happy. You'll have a happy heart, a steady heart, a grateful heart that your life went in a very beautiful way and that you really added massive contribution to the world, whatever it was, that you did your thing and you're glad that you did. So I can't imagine anything better than that. And this can all happen right now, no matter where you are in your life. You are in charge of your life. You are responsible. Get clear on your vision. Start doing the daily rituals. Do everything with complete focus. Whatever it is, even if it's a transition period between fully living it and just moving towards it, do everything with focus from now on. And listen to this again. I look forward to talking to you soon. Please leave me a comment. I'd love to hear your comments and feedback and suggestions. If you want any other audios about certain topics, let me know. And also please share this with your friends. I want to get this out to as many people as possible. And I'm sure there are people you know who would benefit from hearing this. So let's share the love with each other, give each other blessings, and really encourage one another to help each other and to get on with our mission and to really make a difference in this world, because there's a lot of people who need help right now, and you can be one of those people that really makes a big difference by changing your life and by sharing this sort of information with others. So sending you lots and lots of love and blessings from Hawaii, and I'll talk to you soon. This is Michael McIntosh. Aloha.